Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, while you're at home freaking out about COVID-19 or starting to realise that you don't really like your family, here's a welcome distraction. It looks like there's going to be a United Ireland, at least in the meteorological sense. The hope is that later on this year, we'll be getting weather reports for the island of Ireland. Evelyn Cusack is head of forecasting at Met Air. And Evelyn, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Didn't Met Air always do weather forecasts for the north anyway?
Thank you, Sean. Yes, we've always done them since, I suppose, Met Éireann was founded in 1937. We do weather forecasts. And with our new website that we brought in 2 years ago, you can get a 7-day detailed forecast for 300 locations in Northern Ireland. In fact, any spot, latitude, longitude, but you can put in 300 locations. So what's new and what's planned is that we would just simply be displaying the Northern Ireland warnings as issued by the UK Met Office on our website. So that's all. We won't be issuing the warnings because each national Met Service issues the warnings for its own territory or own area. So it's just, nothing huge, but we will be displaying the warnings on our own website.
Yeah. You reckon this would be around September this will start?
Well, I'm hoping that, because that's the start of the new storm season, that we have defined it as. I'm not saying there's going to be a storm in September, but actually there has been the last two Septembers. But we're going to put in our new suite of names in September. So hopefully this will be up and running. But it's dependent on a few things. And obviously things are a bit held up at the moment, but that's the hope anyway.
And is it this a kind of a delicate thing? Is there a bit of politics around this?
Well, obviously, not politics from our end anyway, but it is a slightly unusual thing because if you go to our website under forecast, you can flip down to the end and you see meteor alarm. So, you know, the colour system we use, red, orange and yellow, or red, amber and yellow is used in the UK. Well, this is a system that is really only I think we started using it in 2013, and it's part of a Europe-wide initiative, this colour coding of warnings. So each country... What was the question? Oh, is this unusual?
Is there sensitivities is what I meant, you know, north of the border around this?
Well, it's not so much our border, but each country, you know, and if you go onto the meteor alarm system, like Portugal doesn't display the warnings for Spain, or Spain doesn't display the warnings for Portugal. But we just decided that it would be a good thing for Ireland because we are a small island and there's a lot of, if you like, cross-border travel. And at the moment, if you're, say, in Monaghan and you want to go up to, I don't know, Derry or Belfast or whatever, you'd have to go onto the UK Met Office site to see was there a warning and operation for Northern Ireland. So it's just to make all the information available on our website. Like the Met.ie still has full forecasts for Northern Ireland, well, for Ulster, we call it. So that's, we've been issuing that all the time. So it's just a warning.
Are their warnings exactly the same as our warnings?
Well, their warnings, they say it's impact-based. But in fact, it all boils down to numbers, really, at the end of the day. And you're trying to guess or estimate what impact a certain amount of rainfall will have. So we tend, Met Éireann tend to issue, you know, there'll be 20 to 30 millimetres of rain in the next 24 hours, and that's a yellow warning. Whereas maybe the UK Met Office might say there'll be a spell of heavy rain, but it would be referring to the same amount of rainfall, trying to give more of an impact, saying rain may cause some local flooding in places. But as we're developing our flood forecasting service, that's another big thing that's happening in Met Éireann, so we are tending to give some flood information as well. So that's a welcome development.
Does Brexit affect any of this? Given that we does Brexit affect this? Given that we're using a European colour coding system?
Oh God, I haven't heard that for a few weeks.
Yeah, I know. I want to bring you back to happier times.
bring back that a month ago. No, because the National Met Services, we're our scientific institute, so you know we just exist as we always have.
Right, okay. Yeah, so because it always seemed, I suppose we've got used to it, but it always seemed odd then, every now and again, if you remind yourself that on the TV forecast that suddenly this large thing doesn't
exist.
Well,
we always, on RT, my colleagues from Metair and we, and in RT, we always give the weather for the whole island. It's the BBC that exclude, that just include Northern Ireland. So don't be mixing us up now. We always we always give the all of Ireland, and our sea area is for all Irish coastal waters. So our gale warnings are for all around the coast and for the Irish Sea. So it's just the national warning has to be issued by the National Met Service, which for Northern Ireland is the UK Met Office. So all Met Erin will be doing is displaying it. So we'll be taking in, and so we call our second highest warning as an orange warning. Now, the UK Met Office referred that as an amber warning. It'll still look orange, though, on our warning chart. It'll have the same colour, but it'll be called an amber.
Right.
That's the only difference.
there's no chance of them doing kind of returning the favour. Displaying your info. Because if there's a big storm in Kerry heading up towards the north, it makes sense to say there's a big storm in Kerry coming our way.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I would be hopeful that everyone in Northern Ireland then will be using the met.ie website and there will be no need. But, since last September, we have put in notifications of warnings on your smartphone. So we won't be giving notifications of warnings for Northern Ireland. You will still have to sign up for notifications for Northern Ireland from the UK Met Office.
Has COVID affected your work in Met Erin?
Well, it has some, that's in the fact some staff are now working from home, but the operations, which is the forecast office for aviation in general, we're continuing obviously to work from Met Erin here in Glasnevin, and also our observers at the airports, that is not work you can do from home, and our IT supports, because as you know, we're a 24/7, but you know, compared to some organisations who are doing Trojan work, we are just doing our normal work, and thankfully, Sean, the weather has been fine as well from our point of view. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice week this week, actually.
It's going to be quite a nice week, yeah. I mean, I think we were trying to, we were giving the safety message before there was the lockdown, and I suppose we would still give it, you know, don't go out even if the sun is splitting, you know, maintain the social distancing and the health and safety advice from the government. And I think it's a bit of a problem in London and in England, because it's even warmer there. It's quite a fine spell of weather. So the fine weather is causing a problem in that sense, that people just want to be out and about in it, obviously.
Yeah. Evelyn, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you.
And stay safe. Evelyn Cusack there. That's Evelyn, who's the head of forecasting, as you'll know, at Met Erin. We're going to take a break. After that, surviving as a tennis player during COVID.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.